What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, folks. What a football weekend, right? The Saints absolutely destroy the Dallas Cowgirls out there in Texas. And the LSU Fighting Tigers come back from being way behind. I think 17 points at one point in time. So many times during the game, I was getting ready to get up and say, I'm done, can't watch it anymore, need to go do something a little bit more productive, only to realize, wait, not so fast. Things are changing quick, and they come back and win the game. Tulane plays one heck of a game, hanging with Oklahoma. Obviously, a couple of mistakes really cost them. But again, performing at a high level against a quality football team. So very excited for all three teams. Very proud of their play. It was a good football weekend. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to visit with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll talk about the interest rate cuts that will be announced on Wednesday. How NIL money has changed college football, the Boeing strike and what it means. We'll talk about the Chinese running scam hubs in Myanmar and how they're exploiting the vulnerable throughout the world. And we'll talk about a couple of other issues dealing with the economy as well. Jeff Nowak joins us in the back half of the 11 o'clock hour, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. We'll talk about the big game yesterday, and we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming game against the Eagles this weekend. We'll visit with Donald Lane, former Secret Service agent. We'll talk about how was a shooter able to get so close to President Trump. Craig Jacobon joins us, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, starting the 11 o'clock hour, the aftermath of Francine. A lot of people now considering getting a generator. In fact, that was kind of a little bit of the discussion through the weekend at the coffee club for sure. And we'll talk about what steps one should take in that process. Steve Scalise joins us, first congressional district here in Louisiana. He's also the House Majority Leader. We'll talk about post-Francine recovery. We'll talk about AM radio legislation. And we're definitely going to talk about this assassination attempt on Donald Trump, the former president. I don't know about you folks, but this is very much becoming more and more like a third world country. This is what you see in other countries. This is what we read about and shake our head and are completely mystified about how people can live in a country where we're taking or attempting to take pot shots at our political leaders, those involved in the political process, running for the highest office in the country, and already had part of his ear shot during one assassination attempt. And here we are just weeks later, a second. Really. And it's almost as if we're not even really discussing this a whole lot, right? I mean, most of the information that we've been able to ascertain has been as a result of congressional hearings. So I would assume they're going to start one again this morning because they realize after the last attempt that we circle the wagons and we put out very little information as to what is actually gone on here. Well, here it is weeks later where we've done after action on the first and we're wondering how people are getting so close here on the second. Now, I'm not going to opine a lot about what went on. We'll talk to Donald Lane about this. The information is coming out in drips and drabs. I just listened to the security expert that Tommy Tucker had on his show, that he's had on his show many times, and I agree. One has to wonder what it is that we're actually doing if this information that has been revealed thus far is actually true. And if it is, we're not on our A game. We're not on our A game by any stretch of the imagination. And it may be that this organization, the Secret Service, a quality organization, is stretched. It may be that there's a bunch of openings. It may be, not unlike other law enforcement agencies across the country, they are struggling in order to maintain a healthy complement of human capital, employees. Boots on the ground matter. They matter in war. They matter when you're fighting crime. And they certainly matter when you're providing dignitary protection. And if, in fact, that is the case, at least through this election season, we should be thinking about maybe reassigning some folks that have dignitary protection training from other federal law enforcement agencies and send them to the Secret Service for a short period of time. We're talking about November, possibly December, right? November. And try to square this thing up. Because if you think this country's divided now, if someone successfully takes out either one of these candidates for president, you haven't seen anything yet. This will get ugly fast. And I just don't, it's almost as if we don't take this serious. People are going to the social networks and talking about crazy things and not showing any compassion or care or understanding as to what this means in society today. I don't care how much you hate somebody. You cannot for a moment believe that this is in the best interest of anything that we stand for in this country. There's no excuse for this. Of course, we'll have the deflection, the denial, the diversion, the evasion of the topic. We'll be wanting to talk about the firearm used as opposed to the mental health of the individual, the state of this country, the lack of respect that we have for our institutions today that's being exhibited by all, and not an understanding in the least bit as to what this ultimately means. I mean, our next guest, Steve Scalise, he knows better than anybody. Right? He was a breath away from not being here with us. We need to stand up collectively and collaboratively together. It doesn't matter if you're a D or R and I. It doesn't matter if you're pro-abortion, pro-life. None of those things matter when public safety has denigrated to the point where our political and elected leaders can be at risk on any given day. None of these other things matter. Because that is the first step to tyranny in the streets. And we've seen it in other countries, how this plays out. We see it right now in some of the African nations and how it's playing out at this very moment. We're seeing it in some of the Middle Eastern countries, as they're completely and totally abusing the rights and privileges and the ability to live, the ability to look somebody in the eye in the Middle East. We've seen Sharia law and what that is actually, how it plays itself out. In other words, we have seen the extremes. The question here is whether or not we're going to exhibit emotional intelligence, or we will continue to act out on emotion and allowing that part of the brain, otherwise known as the amygdala, that processes emotion so many thousand times faster than other bits of information, that we act out on that emotion And, of course, we have the most dangerous tool in the world to exhibit that we cannot manage our emotions, the social networks. We get out there and we start saying incredibly stupid things. And then that builds, and it has an exponential impact on the way that people are thinking and what they're doing and what they can say. And no one takes a breath. Everyone reacts, 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 reacts. No one's processing. We're jumping to conclusions. We're engaging in conjecture. We're speaking in absolutes, never realizing that we're fueling the fire. We're standing there with the proverbial charcoal lighter can, just sprinkling the fire over and over again. To what end? For what purpose? For what reason? And we've just walked right past the obvious, the event itself, the happenstance, where someone is setting up with a rifle, not sure exactly what type it was, within hundreds of yards of the former president of this country, with the desire, obviously, to kill him. And it's almost as though we think this is okay. Everything is justified for the sake of politics, for the sake of an ideology, for the sake of speaking their truth. I don't agree with everyone's truth, what they say, see as their truth, but I don't want to go killing people for it either.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This country is really at a fragile point in time, and has been for a period of time now, because this zero-sum game that we're playing here, where we're attempting to modify institutions because things are not going our way, we're seeking to change things, we're seeking to bully people into things, we're seeking to do all kinds of issues, more importantly, we're just flat out lying, has to come to an end for the sake of the win. Win at all costs. We have no moral compass. We've completely compromised it. No one cares, and everyone gets a pass. You know, the mainstream media used to be those folks that kept things in check. And it's amazing. A week later, after the debate, we're still fact-checking what was said at the debate. And what's really come out and was somewhat interesting is that we're even now sucking at fact-checking. I talked about transgender operations in prisons for illegals that was supported by Kamala Harris before the debate. I saw the ACLU questionnaire. I saw the answers. They validated that it was, in fact, legitimate. And yet, so many leading publications hadn't done their homework. It's amazing when you think about this that no one is really willing to step out there and embrace when someone is saying, and this individual didn't deny it at the debate, meaning Kamala Harris, but the moderator seemed incredulous. And it was already out there and it had been validated, right? The New Yorker said, what the hell was he talking about? No one knows, the writer said. Interestingly, CNN has not really been the purveyor of truth as it relates to Republicans in general and Donald Trump in particular, had reported on this last week on the K-File on the CNN website. He also, the author, Andrew Kaczynski, actually talked about it on the Aaron Burnett show. And it began to make its way through the media about what was answered on the American Civil Liberties ACLU questionnaire, that she had professed her support for taxpayer-funded sex change operations for illegal immigrants in custody. Time magazine came right out and said the former president falsely claimed that Harris wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens in prison. They had three reporters, three bylines, and all of them got it wrong. The Atlantic said the same thing. Talking about strange things, even by his own standards. And then they took a breath, because they were responding with emotion. They didn't exhibit emotional intelligence. They just emotionally reacted to it, thought it was so whacked out that it couldn't possibly be true, and now they've had to backstroke. Time magazine eventually corrected reporting and said, as a presidential candidate in 2019, Harris filled out a questionnaire saying she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition treatment for detained immigrants. The Atlantic likewise affixed an editor's note to its coverage, conceding that the thing sounded insane to its staff writer, but it is actually something that Vice President Harris supports. But, you know, the interesting thing about the approach here is that had it been flipped, right, and had she said it about Donald Trump, right, it would not only have been corrected, but it would have then moved to an attack on the position. But not this time. I just highlight that because it's being reported on a lot since the debate this past week. But it's emblematic of the place that we find ourselves in the country today, where we are actually engaged in propaganda spreading for the purposes of a political ideology. And we're actually not reporting news. Now, before I start getting all the nasty texts, let us recognize one thing. This is not a news show. This is an opinion show. And there is a wide chasm between the two that a lot of folks, again, want to react emotionally, want to talk about fairness, want to talk about this, want to talk about that. This is not a news show. I'm not reporting news. I'm rendering an opinion. with a healthy mix of bringing on guests to talk about their opinion. Some from the left, some from the right, some in the middle. I wish there were more from the left, but they don't want to come on a conservative talk show host. They don't want to be challenged. They don't want to engage in healthy debate about the issues. Rare is the case. In fact, if you watch cable news or others, mainstream media, they even have a difficult time finding folks to come on to talk about the opposing point of view. Because it's never one-on-one, it's three-on-one, four-on-one, five-on-one, whatever it may be, as opposed to having that healthy debate. But this is where we are. And it's fueling, I believe, this emotional response to everything that's going on and driving a zero-sum game in society today. And at some point, somewhere, somehow, I don't have the answer to this question at all. It has to change, and it better change soon. We'll be right back.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.